time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service. Men who always rally to the flag. Indeed, men who are very like flags. They hang around, clinging to their posts, and when they get the wind up, they flap like mad. At the very center of modern administration are the experts, men trained to make important decisions quickly and efficiently.
We'll have the window open. No, on second thoughts, we'll have it closed. Make sure Sir Gregory can get in, though.
Sir Gregory, the permanent undersecretary?
No, no, Sir Gregory the pigeon. That big grey one over there, see? I call him after the permanent undersecretary.
Well, why?
Because he's always dropping on people from a great height.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
I feed him crumbs at coffee time. At 11 o'clock, in he comes with that funny walk and his little chest puffed out to show his importance.
Morning.
Morning.
Yeah, he's not the only one. Morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Morning, Juan.
Why are you staring out of the window, too? Peeping into the typist's changing room, are you?
What an outrageous suggestion. Anyway, you can't see it from here. Unless you stand on that filing cabinet.
Well, then what are you doing?
I'm just watching Sir Gregory. He's on the roof of the building opposite.
Is he really?
Yeah, I think he's after that bit of bread in the overflow gutter.
Sir Gregory?
Ah, he's reached it. He's gobbling it up.
Oh, this I've got to see.
Now he's prancing about. Ooh, he's going through a mating display.
Where?
Over there. The grey one.
Oh, a pigeon. Oh, I see. Do you know, for a moment there, I thought that... Yes, well, never mind. Well, now, come on, let's get on with it. What have we got in today, Mildred?
Well, there's ginger snaps or wholemeal, or you can have a piece of chocolate cake.
Work, Mildred, not food. Oh, that's all you people ever seem to think about. Tea breaks. I'll have a piece of chocolate cake. With a walnut on top, you've got it.
Right, sir.
And come away from that window, too.
Pigeons can be very intelligent ones. Old Rudge at the Board of Trade spent months trying to teach one to talk.
Talk? Oh, ridiculous. What was he teaching it to say?
I am a talking pigeon.
Well, it's a fair start, I suppose. Come on, now, let's get on with some work, too. This Royal Gala performance on the 28th, for instance, in aid of the Civil Service Moral Welfare Club.
Ah, yes. Which one of the royals have you booked?
Booked?
Yes.
You don't book them, too. You humbly beseech them to attend.
I see. Well, which one have we got? Is it?
No.
Oh.
She's having an early night. However, I have obtained the gracious consent of one royal lady, none other than our beloved Duchess of Gloucester, Ethelfrieda von Mönchengladbach.
Oh, her again. We'd have been better off with one of the corgis. General Assistance Department?
Pigeon here.
Oh, wait, him. Sir Gregory, the permanent under pigeon. The secretary.
Yes, all right. Just stop tugging at your forelock. Hello, Sir Gregory.
I've got another little job, Lennox Brown.
Oh, very bright of you, Sir Gregory. A few extra shillings always comes in handy, doesn't it?
A job for you.
Oh.
The Ministry of Culture are overloaded.
Oh, dear me.
I want you to get on with the Arts Council grants. You're to arrange for the distribution of the money.
Arts Council grants? Oh, my word.
Now, it's an important job. Needs an administrator with a keen mind, able to grasp facts and figures.
Yes, indeed. Mm.
But you'll have to do. You've got carte blanche, Lennox Brown, so be careful. Remember, we're subsidizing the cultural activities of the entire country. Make sure you give the money to the right people.
Carry on, Mr. Grimsdyke, a cheque for £250. I look forward to seeing your work at the National Gallery.
God bless you, Governor.
Which room are they exhibiting your drawings in?
Oh, they're not in the gallery, Gov. They're outside, on the pavement, you see.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Squire. All the best to you.
Oh, I must say, Mildred, I am enjoying this. How much have we given away this morning?
£3,000, including the £500 you gave that tattooed bloke. I don't know where he fitted into the cultural heritage of England.
He came under the heading of art. He was a walking art gallery, that chap. Tattooed all over.
All over?
Every single inch of... Well, all the bits you could see. He had a huge map of Europe on his chest. It went right down his front and finished at the Balearics.
Oh, fancy. And there's still a lot more people outside.
Ah, that newspaper advert certainly brought them in, didn't it?
Yeah. Here, I like your wording.
So did I.
Free offer. Arts Council grant. Come early. Getaway people get their cash from the ministry.
One tries to be modern, you know. Show the next one in, will you?
Okey-doke.
Right. Morning. Ah, do sit down. Now about... good heavens, what a fantastic likeness. The spitting image of Mr. Lennox Brown.
I am Mr. Lennox Brown.
Oh, that explains it. Good morning, but I thought you were the next chap who was coming for the...
Good morn, good morn, a day so jolly. I'm here to apply for my Arts Council lolly.
Yes, well now do sit down, Mr. Park,
yes.
Won't you?
Yes.
Poetry, eh? Well. Have you had anything published?
Oh, indeed. If you'd care to open any of these, you'll find a sample of my work inside.
Oh, thank you. Or greetings cards. Oh, yes, what's this one then? There's a love that no words can ever define. A love that no one can smother. A love of love. This love is mine. For you. On your birthday, dear brother.
By Jove, but I'm not easily moved, but... Honestly, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Shall we say £200, then?
Well, I was thinking of £500, too. Lennox Brown weeping. Speaking.
Dick in here. What the blue places are you playing at down there? Doling out money to do all sorts of weirdies.
Weirdies?
What about the annual grants, eh? Have you forgotten them?
Oh, of course not, Sir Gregory. Forgotten them, indeed. I've never even heard of them.
The annual grants, man. The National Stratford Theatre Company, for instance.
But they haven't applied.
But of course they haven't. It's a fixed arrangement. They get a grant every year. They don't have to apply.
Oh, I see. Yes, well, we'll get round to them, Sir Gregory. Rome wasn't built in a day, you know.
I wasn't in charge of that, Lennox Brown. Now stop playing Lady Bountiful to crackpots. Do you understand?
Here you are, Mr. Parks, a cheque for
£500. No, none now, too. No, give it to me, will you? Now, I'm sorry, but you see, we've got to stop these grants to weird poets, you say. Now, so if you'll just excuse us, Mr. We'll let you know.
It isn't fair to leave me in the dark. I've come here all the way from Wembley Park.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't do any more. And as you go, be sure you shut the... Oh, he has.
From March 10th, 1968, you're listening to Men from the Ministry on the Golden Age of Radio Theater. Now back to our intrepid hero, Lennox Brown, on Men from the Ministry.
Look up the annual grants, too.
Yes.
See how much the National Stratford Company get each year, will you? Look them up.
Annual grants.
Annual grants, yes.
Righto, well, I expect they'll be in this book.
That's it.
Yes, here we are. £20,000. Oh. Well. And the National Orchestra get £8,000. There's a great list of them here.
Is there? Hmm. And how much of this year's money have we got left?
Just to take about half.
We've overspent, too. Someone, somewhere, isn't going to get their full grant.
Righty-ho, Macbeth. Stand by for your entry. We'll go straight into the witches' scene. Ready, girls? That's it. Round the cauldron. Oh, you look fabulous, Priscilla. Really horrible. Fantastic makeup.
I'm not wearing any makeup.
Well, never mind. And off you go.
Adder's fork and blind worm sting, lizard's leg and owlet's wing. By the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way comes.
Good afternoon.
Oh, now, you secret black and midnight hags.
I beg your pardon. Oh.
Who are you? And why are you sitting in our cauldron wearing a bowler hat and a foolish grin?
I'm Lamb, number two at the General Assistance, and he's one.
Yes, he looks it.
Now, look here. We're from the Ministry, you see. Now, I'm afraid we got lost backstage, Mr.
Fawcett. Peregrine Fawcett.
Ah, just the man we want to meet. Yes, you're the manager of the National Stratford Company, I believe.
Yes.
Yes. Well, now, it's about the Arts Council grant this year.
Look, Ducky, you don't talk to an artiste about grubby, sordid things like money.
You mean you don't want it?
Of course we want it, but slip it to me without talking about it. Actually, it's needed rather urgently. I want to put on another pinter.
Very wise. This changeable weather. The thing is, Mr. Fawcett, about this year's grants. Now, we're having to make certain cuts due to circumstances beyond our...
Cuts? But you're not cutting our grant.
Oh, I'm afraid we have to. But we've studied your program, and we've got several economies to suggest.
Such as?
The Merry Wife of Windsor.
One Gentleman of Verona.
A certain amount of ado about nothing.
As you quite like it.
Look, let me get this absolutely clear. Are you suggesting I sack some of the company?
That's it? I think he's got it, too.
I see. Then I imagine Twee will have something to say to you people.
Twee?
The Theatrical Workers and Entertainment Employees. Twee. I happen to be the General Secretary.
It's a union?
A very solid union, gentlemen. Oh, yes. We're all twee in the show business world. I shall raise this government anti-theatre policy at next week's meeting. Order, please, order. This meeting of twee is now open. Please don't do that, Sir Lawrence. You know how it upsets Dame Edith. First of all, Marcello, that outstanding artiste in mime, will give us the minutes of the last meeting. Thank you, Marcello. I now call on the chairman of our Industrial Action Committee for her report.
Well, there's been a lot of trouble this month, Mr. Chairman. The company of Robin Hood on Ice has had their emolument frozen. I personally went along to the ice rink to stage a sit-down strike, but I didn't have enough support behind me. And my whole basis fell through. I felt a bit dampened in the end.
Never mind, sister. I'm glad to see you're still sticking it out. Now, the main item on the agenda is the interference in our work by the men from the Ministry. I know many of you have suffered, actors and musicians alike.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, they came along to Covent Garden and decimated my repertoire, in full view of the orchestra.
I understand they also wanted to reduce the promenade concert.
Oh, yes, yes. They tried to sack the London Symphony Orchestra and rig me out as a one-man band.
Not only state-subsidized branches are threatened, I gather our brothers in the variety profession have some abuses to report.
Aye. They've been poking the noses into my ventriloquist act. Complained I wasn't paying selective employment tax on me dummy. I tell you, they're trying to snatch the dread and gutter from our mouths.
Brothers, we must take action.
A strike's what we need. All down grease paint.
Very well. Who'll propose the motion?
I will.
Thank you, Ventrilo. And who'll second it?
I'll second the motion. I've been on the verge of coming out for some time.
Right. Well, we're agreed then. A 7-day token strike to protest at bureaucratic interference. Yes, that'll give the Ministry something to think about.
I say, Mildred, have you seen my shoe?
Hmm?
I took it off while I was having my cup of tea because there was a stone in it.
In your tea?
No, no, my shoe. I don't mean my shoe was in the tea. I mean, there was a stone. Anyway, while I had it off, the phone rang.
And you forgot where you put it.
Well, what have we got on this morning?
I know what I haven't got on.
What the devil's this I'm sitting on? Two, did you deliberately put your shoe on my seat?
No one. Not that I haven't had the impulse once or twice.
Well, take it and do what you usually do.
Eh?
Put your foot in it.
Oh.
Now then. What were we dealing with?
Those actors. Ah. Their union is threatening a strike.
Uh-huh. Tricky business. Won't be long, you know, before we hear from that interfering busybody upstairs.
General Assistance Department.
Get in
here. Oh, it's him now. The interfering Sir Gregory busybody. Sir Gregory, get
him. Oh, give it here, too. Give him. Hello, Sir Gregory. Gregory.
Lennox Brown. About the grants. Everything going smoothly, is it?
Yes. Yes, on the whole. Yes, one or two small things I'm worried about.
The entire acting profession has gone on strike.
That's one of them.
I have a good mind to come down there and wring your neck.
That's the other. Yes, well, I'm here. I think we can settle this strike, Sir Gregory. I think we can settle it. We'll give in.
Too late. Too late. I'm not going to bear to be weak, Leonard Brown. We must stand firm, keep public opinion on our side, and above all, keep the theatres open.
Yes, yes, of course, keep the theatres open. I knew you'd come up with the answer.
No, I haven't, you fool. How can you keep the theatres open with no actors?
Well, a revival of The Invisible Man?
No. It wouldn't help me. If the theatres do have to close, Lennox Brown, you know where you and Lamb will go, don't you?
To the pictures, I suppose.
You'll be transferred to archives at Ballymuckey. So you'd better start thinking.
You've gone white, man. Is it archives at Ballymuckey?
For both of us, too. If this strike closes the theatres?
But one Ballymuckey's a terrible place. Old Philpotts was sent there, and his bowler went mouldy in a week. It's inhuman. Sir Gregory couldn't do it to us.
Not if we keep the theatres open. Now, where can we get some actors from? We can't talk to those professional chaps from Twee. They're avoiding us like the plague.
I've got it.
The plague?
No, no, no. An idea. Why not use amateurs? I'm quite well in with our local group. I was in A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Really?
Yes. The local paper said they'd never seen a bottom like mine.
Yes. Well, it might work, too. It might work, you know. Anyway, it looks like our only chance. Keep the theatres open with amateurs.
Yes.
We must start chasing people at once.
And at 6:15 on Roundabout, you heard the Northern England No Variety Orchestra swinging through Come Into the Garden, Maud. I'll bet that's what my producer said to his secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And now Roundabout continues with a rundown of what's on in the West End this week. Over to Anthony Billboard.
Well, fears that the strike by actors and entertainment unions would close our theatres have proved groundless. Thanks to prompt ministry intervention, it's business as usual in the West End. And the bright lights sparkle as brilliantly as ever. At the London Palladium tonight, the Chorley Wick Girl Guides open in their great new musical extravaganza, Variety Pudding. Direct from its triumphant run at the Scout Hut Ball. And there's heavy booking for Covent Garden, where Brent Women's Social and Hygiene Club present a potpourri of golden melody. I've never heard Bless This House sung so well. Or so often. At Her Majesty's, the Ilford, Derby and Joan Club are rocking the town in West Side Story. And at the Globe, the Essex Young Farmers Guild present Look Back in Ongar. At the Palace, there's a torrid evening of primitive, grass-skirted African dancing by the formation dancing team of Her Majesty's Stationery Office. And the Aldwych has an evening with Bert Simpson, the yodeling sewage inspector. Yes, things are really humming in the West End. And the men from the ministry have done a fine job as impresarios.
You're listening to Men from the Ministry on the Golden Age of Radio Theater. Now back as Lennox Brown attempts to distribute the money of the Cultural Ministry grants.
So, business-like, so, business-like.
Excuse me, Mr.
Lamb. I'm sorry, my dear, I can't audition you now. Oh, it's you, Mildred. What is it?
Well, I've finished them letters, and I want your signature.
Certainly. Pass me your autograph book. After all, we showbiz folk must keep the fans happy.
Oh, God, blimey, get Prince Little.
That'll do, Mildred. You know I don't like disrespect to royalty. Where's my fellow impresario?
Like no business I know, everything about it is appealing.
There you are. I say, isn't everything going splendidly?
Oh, my word, yes, yes. I was just having a chat with Noel, you know.
With Noel?
Yes, Noel Plumstick from Pensions. This was rather a nice trick, you know, with two lumps of sugar. Yes, I thought we might build a spectacular around him.
Marvellous. If he can do it on ice, he can fill the vacancy in Earl's Court. This calls for some sort of celebration.
Kick our bonnet over the windmill for once, Mildred. A fresh pot and two ginger pickies each.
Truth, la dolce vita.
Yes. Well, I don't know. We've managed to find some sort of show for every theatre in London. Mm. Yes, a job well done. Not a cloud in our sky, as you might say. Lennox Brown.
Pitkin here.
Hello, it started raining.
Just thought I'd see how things are going, Lennox Brown. I must admit, you seem to have sorted out this theatrical business. You sure you haven't overlooked anything?
Oh, quite sure, Sir Gregory. Yes, we've thought of everything.
Good, good. Then I'll see you at this Royal Gala performance tonight.
Certainly, Sir Gregory. The Royal Gala performance.
Yes, I'll be meeting the Duchess, of course. It's a pity we couldn't have professionals for such an important event as this. Still, no doubt you've kept the cream of the amateur acts for us. Huh?
Oh, well now, how can I put this? We haven't actually...
I'm looking forward to it.
To the Royal Gala performance.
Oh, yes, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Seeing what? None of the professionals will turn up, will they? And we haven't booked any substitutes.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. There aren't any amateurs left. We've placed them all in other theatres.
Yes. Well, there's only one thing we can do.
Sell our tickets before people find out.
No. The show must go on. The show must go on.
And now our program continues with a visit to the Prince of Wales Theatre, where in spite of the actors and musicians' strike, the show business event of the year, the Royal Gala performance, is just about to begin. Your man in the box, Forth Robinson.
Good evening. Well, as you probably gathered, there's a glittering audience here for this great show. Full evening dress everywhere, and many of the ladies are wearing tiaras. In fact, one might say there's a tiara boom today. Aha! In the royal box, the Duchess of Wilsdon is radiantly tucking into a strawberry ripple. She gestures graciously with her plastic spoon and turns to share a joke with her escort, Sir Gregory Pitkin, formerly well known in Deb circles as Bunny Pitkin. Now, of course, he's a top civil servant, and I understand it's his department that's put on the show. Now, the lights are going down. Aha! Now they're coming up again. And now down. Now up. Now the lights go down again. And as the curtains rise, this vast audience waits eagerly to see a line of dancers high-stepping to the music of a great theatre orchestra. Ah, well, it's not an orchestra, but a solo piano. And in fact, my program tells me there are only two dancers. And here they come now, Twinkle Toes Lamb and Happy Feet Lennox Brown.
Now, come on, Tom, keep in step.
I can't do these high ones. I've got my thick woolly socks on.
Just do as I say.
Yes.
One, two, kick. Yes. One, two, kick. Yes. Now, don't kick me, you fool. Now, come on, try again.
Yes.
Now, left foot up.
Yes.
Right foot up. Yes. Up. Oh.
No.
Not both feet up at the same time.
No.
And Twinkletoes Lamb leaps quickly up, spins on one foot, bows and dances gaily off the stage into the orchestra pit. As he climbs back, the curtains come down, and now they part again to reveal the next act, which is, my word, an amazing display of scene shifting. According to the program, we should be seeing Riccardo Lambini, Man of Magic. But there seems to be some delay. I don't quite know what's going on backstage.
Hurry up, too. Hurry up. Well, you're due on to your magic act. Now, where's the rabbit to go in your hat?
I couldn't get a live rabbit one. I've got a frozen chicken.
Oh, well, it'll be a novelty, I suppose.
Oh, oh. I think that pigeon in my back pocket's misbehaving itself.
Never mind that. Now, here you are.
Yes.
Trick card.
Yes.
Inflatable cabbage.
Yes.
Rubber watch.
Right.
Right. On you go.
Yes.
And the best of jolly good luck.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For my first trick, I shall need the assistance of a young lady from the audience. Thank you, miss. Thank you, madam. Please come up. Yes. Now, I've never met this young lady before. Have I, Mildred?
Mr. Lamb,
I want you to step into this cabinet and I will make you disappear.
Now, the young lady's stepping into the cabinet. Lambini makes a few magic passes. And a pigeon flies out of his trousers. Lambini says some magic words, opens the door of the cabinet with a flourish, and closes the door of the cabinet with a flourish. He says a few more magic words. They seem to be different ones this time. Now the young lady's stepping out of the cabinet, and Lambini's going in. And he's disappeared. There's a cry of pain from under the stage, and now the curtain is coming down. Aha! Well, this is certainly quite a remarkable show. Some of the audience are looking a bit bewildered by it all. In the royal box, the Duchess of Wilsdon's fallen asleep, while Bunny Pitkin has sunk further and further out of sight until now only a pair of rather wild, staring eyes can be seen peering out of the shadows. Anyway, here comes the next act, described in the program as the Witty Wags of Whitehall. I wonder who they can be.
I say. Who was that lady, stroke, person of the opposite sex, stroke, female ratepayer, I saw you with on the 14th?
That was no lady, stroke, person of the opposite sex, stroke, female ratepayer. That was my tax-deductible dependent relative.
Thank you. And now, friends, a little monologue. It was Christmas Day at the ministry. The minister opened his parcel. He said, what shall I do with this rubber stamp?
Just a minute. My uncle crossed the sheep with a kangaroo.
Your uncle crossed the sheep with a kangaroo. What did he get?
A woolly jumper.
It was Christmas Day at the ministry.
My brother crossed a zebra with a handbag.
Your brother crossed a zebra with a handbag. What did he get?
He got arrested.
Please don't interrupt. It was Christmas Day at the ministry.
At our office restroom, we all play ping.
You all play ping? What about the pong?
The sanitary inspector came and fixed that.
Kindly stop these interruptions. It was Christmas Day at the ministry. The minister opened his parcel. He said, what shall I do with this rubber stamp?
Well, interrupt me too. Come on.
You've gone wrong, Manny. You should have asked me the difference between a filing cabinet and the back end of a hippopotamus.
Oh, yes, sir.
What's the difference between a filing cabinet and the back end of a hippopotamus?
I don't know. What is the difference?
The difference... I've forgotten the thing. I forgot.
Then I'm not letting you file any of my letters.
Now, just a moment. Just a moment. No, look, I should have said that.
Well, go on then, say it.
Well, there's not much point now, is there? No. Oh, come on. Let's get on with the blessed
song. Right. And now a little song entitled, He Was Only a Small Politician, But Oh, the Size of His Seat. I thank you all.
Down in Whitehall, we delight all with our merry little quips. Sing a ditty, rather witty, or do tricks with paper clips. Civil servants, here is all the ministry, always working, never shirking, and we say,